We welcome you inside the studio. Dave Spadaro joined by Eagles linebacker Jamar Chaney, who on Sunday got the start at the strong side linebacker position. Pitched a shutout in the first half. Seemed like the defense played pretty darn well. How do you feel it went?
It went well, especially, you know, the first half. They got a couple plays, you know, on us in the second half. But they're a good team. They're an explosive offense, dangerous running game, and got two big play receivers that make big-time catches. Pretty much been doing that all year.
What kind of notice did you get for this move? I mean, Jamar, you've been bouncing around so much in your career. You got to have a nickname like, you know, the ping pong guy or the pinball guy. I mean, but how did it go down last week when you found out you were going to strong side and starting?
I actually found out Tuesday night. Coach Bowles texted me and told me I'm going to be up at Sam. So I pretty much been practicing, you know, all the linebacker spots pretty much the whole season. So it didn't bother me at all, you know, that I was going to be able to play Sam.
Excitement level getting back on the field as a starter?
I was very excited. Anytime you get that opportunity, you know, you want to maximize it to your best abilities. And just when you get out there, just make sure, you know, it's hard to take you back off the field, you know, when you get the opportunity. So, I mean, it was a blessing.
Yeah.
I was very excited.
Good for you. And it seemed like everybody was on the same page throughout the defense. I mean, there were really no receivers running open. There were no lapses in communication. Seemed like it. I would imagine the coaches were pretty happy about that.
Yeah, it was probably the best game we don't play in a while on the defensive side of the ball. I mean, they caught a few passes, but it was contested, you know, catches. You know, you don't want to have guys running open and stuff like that. Those are considered breakdowns.
Mm-hmm.
But we did a good job of not letting them have those type of plays.
Jamar, what's it been like for you moving from position to position and from the starting lineup to the not starting lineup? A test of your patience?
Yeah, you can say that as far as moving the positions, that doesn't bother me. I think it's good, you know, when you can play all three linebacker positions. But as far as, you know, it took a lot of patience, you know, just to go from starting every game, you know, last year to not, you know, playing as much on defense this year. I mean, I think that's probably one of the hardest things I had to deal with, you know, just sitting back, winning your opportunity, and seeing the defense struggle like it was doing, and I can't pretty much do nothing, to help them out. So that was pretty tough.
How do you deal with it?
I mean, I just try to go out there and get better every day. I be on the scout team, defense. I try to bring it to the offense, not only to help them out, but, you know, to help me, help my skills, you know, stay, you know, so they're ready to go, you know, when my number's called.
There are, I guess, different approaches to doing it. I mean, you don't sulk or anything like that. Does it give you more motivation to become a better player? I mean, in private, how do you kind of manage the disappointment?
Like I said, you just got to – you got to know, you know, how good you are and know, you know, just your abilities. And I know that I'm a good player. I know that I can be one of the best linebackers in this league. So, you know, you just got to keep striving to get better, I think, and just don't let it get you down. I mean, it had me down, you know, at first, you know, when I was inactive those 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that really was a part when I was down. But you just got to keep continuing to get better. And just hopefully when your number called again, you know, you'll make sure that don't happen again.
Did the new defensive line formation, the lack of the wide nine, how'd that change things for you and for the linebackers?
I think it helped out. I think it helped the linebackers out a lot.
Yeah.
You know, they're pretty much two gap, you know, holding up linemen. You know, they got their gap set, you know, stuff like that. I mean, it kind of probably take away, you know, from them against play action pass and stuff like that. But as far as the run, I mean, it holds up against the run. And you pretty much play something like this my rookie year.
Yeah, exactly. Jamar, this is a short week, so tell fans, how do you get your body back? What do you do? Because we talked about it before we went on the air a little bit, about being in the cold tub.
Yeah, the cold tub, try to get enough for 15, 20 minutes. I mean, it's probably 40 degrees up in there. So, yeah, get in that, massages, and might want to lift some weights, just try to get the soreness out of your body too. So, it's a tough week, you know, because that was a physical game. They ran it 28 times, you know, with Doug Martin. So,
yeah,
it was a pretty physical game.
Is that game in the past tense? Do you not even, I mean, in your mind, you have to fast forward to Thursday night already. Is it already out of your mind what happened in Tampa Bay?
Yeah, it's out of our mind. I think, you know, we celebrated, you know, in the locker room after the game. But now it's time. This meeting's not going to be about what happened against the Bucs. These meetings and practice, what we're about to do now is about the Bengals. So,
yeah.
We don't move on.
How was the locker room celebration? We saw it. It was the players saying, "Andy Reid, we love you. This ball's for you." It looked very emotional.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it was a team win, and it was a tough win too. And just it just shows how hard, you know, this team continued to fight. I mean, anybody, you know, can play hard and keep fighting when things are going their way, but it shows true character, you know, when things not been going our way the whole season. We're not where we want to be at, but we still continue to fight, still continue to play for each other and play for our coaches.
What do you know about the Bengals? Have you even looked at them yet?
I mean, I haven't looked at film on them yet, but, I mean, A.J. Green, their receiver, I mean, one of the best in the league, quarterback, got a solid defense, and pretty good team. I mean, they play in what was so-called, you know, the best division
in the league, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, they're physical, too.
Yeah, real physical.
Tough game against the Cowboys yesterday. Yeah. Should be a knockdown, drag-it-out game against the Cincinnati Bengals on Thursday night. Are you going to start at strong side? Are you going to settle down now and be the guy?
I don't know. We're going to find out, I guess, when these meetings start.
Yeah. Oh, literally you don't know until they tell you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, hey, did you play well?
I think I did. I mean, we won. That's the most important thing.
Right. It must have been just great to get out there and be the man and get a lot of reps and know what your assignments were and kind of get back into the flow of things.
Yeah, it felt real good. It was a long time coming.
Yeah, it was a long time coming. And we thank you very much, Jamar Chaney. Thanks for joining us in studio. Good luck on Thursday night. Eagles and the Bengals, Lincoln Financial Field.